If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
Greetings, game music lovers. I'm Bedroth, and welcome back to another episode of BG Mania B-Sides. This time, we're taking a listen to the fun and frantic soundtrack for Donut Dodo, a special request by a friend of the show, Alex the Messenger, host of A VGM Journey. And we're going to start things off by listening to Funhouse Fiasco. And welcome back. Before I get started, real quick, if you'd be so kind, head on over to Spotify or Apple Podcasts or whichever podcast you're using to listen and drop us a quick rating or review. It does help the show to grow in terms of visibility, and we really appreciate it. Remember that we're also on Patreon now as well, patreon.com/RPGera. Take a look at the tiers, see what we're doing, and if you feel so inclined, drop us a couple of bucks each month. If not, continuing to listen to the episodes as they upload does wonders as well. And of course, special shout out to our current executive producers, Jexax and Sanku. So yeah, this time around we're going to be talking about Donut Dodo, which is a fun little arcade game that really kind of barely scratches the surface, which we'll get into as I get a little bit deeper into the tracks today. But I want to give another special shout out really quickly to Alex Messenger, who was the first ever person to recommend a game. Well, besides Brian, my partner, partner on BG Mania. Alex was the first ever person to recommend a game for BG Mania B-Sides. And this was that game. He said he just thought it felt like a very Bedroth soundtrack. I did remember a track from this game that he'd featured on his show before, which I'll get back to a little bit later. And when he brought it back up, I thought, you know what? Yeah. And then I checked the soundtrack out in full, and it really just seemed perfect for a B-side. This is also going to be the first time one of our B-sides does not have 10 tracks, because there are not 10 tracks in the soundtrack. There are only 7. So going to be a little bit shorter episode today, but that's not a bad thing. I'm thinking this one might release a little closer to the last one, but that's all up to Brian, so we'll see. But yeah, what did y'all think of that first track, Funhouse Fiasco? So because it's a little bit shorter, I'm also going to go ahead and explain how each stage looks in this game. The tagline for the game speaks for itself. If a long-lost arcade game from 1983 resurfaced today, it would be Donut Dodo, a classic 2D platformer from the golden era, tough as nails and challenging for the whole family. And yeah, Donut Dodo is an old-style one-screen arcade game. Single screen, meaning there's no scrolling, no going up and down, left to right, anything like that. The screen stays stationary. Each stage is different aesthetically and mechanically, and musically, of course, but you only stay on one screen for each stage. So, yeah, this first level, Funhouse Fiasco, is set in a multi-level funhouse with green hopping rats, a toilet that hunts you, and the ever-present Dodo on the top level guarding his giant donut. As the main character, Billy, you collect 2 to 4 donuts on all 5 levels before climbing to the top to get your donut back. The music in this stage is just a romp. It doesn't exactly sound like any of the music you'd remember from this sort of game way back in the day, or from the property it made me think of, which distinctly is Tom and Jerry. I'm not sure why it makes me think of Tom and Jerry. Like I said, doesn't sound like anything from it, but it just makes me think of Tom and Jerry. Something about the frantic, fun nature of the track is just perfect for that sort of atmosphere. And that's kind of what we're going to have as we move forward. I wouldn't call the music samey, but it does all have that same sort of silly, zany feel that Funhouse Fiasco does. And the composer, who we'll talk about a little bit later because I'm parceling these things out this episode, really does a good job of setting the stage with all of his with all the musical choices that he makes here. But yeah, let's go ahead and jump into our second track of the episode. This is Construction Site Chaos. So the stage, Construction Site Chaos, has more multi-level action, although this time around, the Dodo is astride the donut, hanging from a huge chain that rises and falls through the middle of the stage. 2 familiar-looking fire barrels drop fireballs on you throughout the gameplay, as the rats continue to gallivant around, and the Dodo watches imperiously, spitting the occasional fireball. This stage's music was really something special for me, especially when the guitar comes in. It reminds me so much of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles games on the NES, specifically TMNT3, the Manhattan Project. Then when the guitar melody comes back in with parallel fifths, that's just reinforced. I adore this track and the way it makes me feel. Now, the description of this game on some of the different websites that you'll read is tough as nails and no continues. Do you have what it takes? Donut Dodo is a lighthearted arcade game reminiscent of the beloved classics from the early 80s that we still cherish to this very day. You play as Baker Billy Burns, who has to run, jump, and climb to outwit Donut Dodo and his bunch of clueless minions. Your goal is to collect all donuts in each level in the best possible time. Will you top the high score table today? Come and join the fun. And on that note, let's go ahead and move on to our next track. This one is called Ferris Wheel Frenzy. Now, Ferris Wheel Frenzy, this stage is what it sounds like. This time around, there are two compressed air containers spitting what look like napalm balloons up into the air from either side of a spike pit that sits conveniently under the Ferris wheel, which takes center stage. The dodo is on one of the Ferrises? Is that what they're called? Anyway, the little baskets that go around the wheel, which rotates around your beloved donut. As far as the music goes, I love the little waltzy beginning, and when the track gets down to business, it only does so in the loosest of terms. This is another really fun one. It sounds like a bonus game from Shovel Knight. Not like any of the ones that actually exist, but like a new imaginary, like, what-if bonus game from Shovel Knight. The composer here is really channeling Jake Kaufman, and not for the last time. And I promise we'll be getting to that composer soon. There's not really a whole lot to get to, but first, to talk about the game itself, the game was developed by Luxembourg-based Pixel Games Sarl S, which seems to be comprised solely of Sebastian Kostka, who was the artist and developer for Donut Dodo. The game was first released on Steam, II Arcade, and Atari VCS on June 3rd, 2022, before being ported to Switch on December 1st of that same year. It was released on Evercade and EXA Arcadia in 2023. And with that, let's go ahead and jump into our next track of the night. This is called Candy Store Crush.
go for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
This stage is somewhat reminiscent of Donkey Kong Jr.'s rope climbing shenanigans. You use the ropes and a few ladders to climb through the various levels the stage has to offer, avoiding the rats and the fireballs the Dodo occasionally drops, until finally climbing to your donut. Just to note, the Dodo drops the fireballs, he does not drop the rats. They're just these little green rats bouncing around the stage, so... The track lines up perfectly with Funhouse Fiasco and Ferris Wheel Frenzy in fun, zany, chippy goodness. I'm writing this as I watch a playthrough of the game, and I'm realizing that the music picks up right where you left off whenever you die, which is a really nice touch that helps keep you in the action. So when you die, you just respawn back at the beginning of the stage, where you start when the stage opens up, and the music pauses for like a second and then comes right back in where it left off, which is really cool. And that music, finally, was composed by an artist who goes by the name Cosmic Gem. His real name, according to Bandcamp, is Sean Bialo, B-I-A-L-O. Donut Dodo is the first game listed chronologically on their Bandcamp, followed by a game called Cheeky's Chase, which I also sampled the soundtrack to and encourage everyone to check out. I don't really know anything about Sean or Cosmic Gem, but if anybody out there does, or Sean, if you happen to catch this, then, hit us up with some information. We'd love to learn more. All right, well, let's get into our next track, and this one is a little bit special for reasons that we'll discuss when we come back. This is Steel Works Sizzle. Steelworks Sizzle not only has fire buckets, but also some very familiar-looking green pipes. The two big ones on either side of the stage work like the ones you're used to, where you go in one, you come out the other one. But the smaller ones that go between the levels makes the stage feel like the most Mario version of Chutes and Ladders that you ever played. The music for the stage is sort of like the Capcom answer to the Konami-inspired construction stage. It's got some very Mega Man energy, but with more than a bit of what I'm coming to hear is that Donut Dodo trademark zaniness. Now, my last bit of non-stage and non-music related information that I have, I'm going to drop here in this track, some of the features that are listed on the game's official press release site. 5 single screen levels plus a bonus stage, each with their distinct game mechanics. Incredibly tight controls, so no cheap deaths, for frantic single-player arcade gameplay. Old-school screen ratio and pixel-perfect graphics with a 16-color palette. an original chiptune soundtrack by the very talented Cosmic Jim. Worldwide leaderboards, limited to 3 character initials, arcade style. A physical release for Nintendo Switch, both in standard and collector editions. It says coming soon, it may be out by the time you hear this. first Evercade Game of the Month 2023, and the flagship title of the Indie Heroes 3 cartridge. And finally, arcade version, Donut Dodo Do, published by EXA Arcadia, featuring exclusive content and a 2-player mode. And that exclusive content is Steelwork Sizzle, the track that we are now hearing underneath all my talking. That's going to take us to our next track of the episode. Let's give a listen to Dodo's Lair. Dodo's Lair stage has a haunted cave motif with portals to different areas of the stage. Also, the hunting toilet is back. The Dodo's fireballs are bigger than ever, and you really have to watch your step as you run, climb, and teleport your way through this very active, very dangerous stage. Now, Construction Site Chaos was the Konami-like entry for the game, and Steelwork Sizzle was the Capcom track, then this one feels like the Sunsoft representation. Maybe it's the spooky beginning, which matches up nicely with the visual theme of the stage, or maybe it's the impressive drums and bass over the super cool guitar riffs in the middle of the track, but something about this tune makes me think Naoki Kodaka would really have enjoyed it. I really did like this one as well. I still think the Construction Site stage edges it out for me, but this one was really, really, really cool. Lots of fun. And that's going to bring us to our final track of the night. I am not going to play out with this one. I'm going to play out with a couple of little stingers or jingles from the soundtrack, just because I want to talk about this one a little bit when we come back. So let's take a listen to Bonus Pumpkin Bounce. Bonus Pumpkin Bounce is a bonus stage with no giant donut and no dodo. It's just a bouncy pumpkin on a cart whose physics-based bouncing properties you must utilize to collect all the little donuts littered throughout the sky without falling off. If Ferris Wheel Frenzy sounds like a Shovel Knight bonus game, this one sounds like it could be a Shovel Knight boss fight. That's at least one of the things I first thought of when I heard the track back several months ago. But kind of a silly boss fight, like Tinker Knight's first form, for anybody who actually remembers Shovel Knight. This is the first track that I heard from the game. It's the one I referenced earlier that I actually heard on Alex the Messenger's show of VGM Journey. And it really does serve as both a great introduction to a fantastic soundtrack, as it was for me, and a pretty good send-off as well, as it is for all of you. That is going to bring us to the close of BG Mania B-Sides. Made possible by RPGera.com. I do want to thank you for sticking with us and listening to another episode of BG Mania, a video game music podcast. If you like video game music, and more importantly, you like us and you want to help us grow the show, check out our description box for ways you can do just that, including a link to join our Discord community. Click it, join it, and interact with us. And once again, thank you, Alex, for recommending that we take a listen to Donut Dodo for this week's BG Mania B-Side. Taking us out of the episode, we're just going to give a quick listen to Stage Complete and Game Over. Thank you all very much for listening, and I'll catch you again next time on BG Mania B-Sides.